Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreau at 6:45. It's an annual tradition for KRWG, the Hard Road Trio Concert. This year, the concert has moved to the Center for the Arts on the NMSU campus on Saturday, July 21st. Edmundo Resendez spoke with trio members Steve Smith and Ann Luna about what makes this concert so special.
How did the Hard Road Trio come about?
Well, it first began as I did a project called Steve Smith Hard Road, and it was basically a solo project. I had several guest musicians. And then when it came time to do a CD release concert, a person who was going to be on it backed out. And so another close friend of ours, whom we just spent some time with in Montana, Jane Horton, said, call Chris Sanders. She'd be the one you'd want to do it. And I was going, oh, she's a classical singer. You know, she doesn't do this. No, you call her. She can do it. And so I called her, and sure enough, she could do it. And then the entire group, it all felt so good that we decided we'd do some more gigs. And then that became the group Steve Smith and Hard Road. And then everybody started going their own ways. So then Chris and I remained and worked as a duo for, what, 2-3 years, I guess. And then
the Hard Road Duo?
The Hard Road Duo. And then we pulled a group together again, and we worked with some friends from out of state and some Nashville players, some West Coast players, and they'd all toured together, and some Colorado players. And then we went back as a duo when we weren't working with those guys, and we said, now we need a bass player. We called Ann. I had her in my brain Rolodex of fine bass players. We got in touch with Ann. She started playing with us, and it's kind of, that was 9 years ago.
What was the collaboration for you like?
The collaboration for me started off really around songwriting, because I'd written music. I've been a lifelong musician, and it had taken a hiatus in songwriting for years and years. And I got a song idea one morning after I had started working with Steve, and called him up and said, you know, I'd like to flesh this song out. And I took it over to his house, and the next thing you know, he kind of wrote it. here's my idea, Steve. Oh, I know how that goes. No. And hence began the collaboration that we've had for these many years. And I think the songwriting is at the heart of the work that Steve and I have done. And what's been wonderful in terms of now as a trio, of course, you with three voices, three instruments, you can really build a song. So anyway, that's where the heart and soul of that collaboration comes from.
One of the things I noticed at the concert that you do for KRWG is the passion that exists between the band members, the visiting band members, and between the trio. Why is that?
Well, you know, we're lucky that our music and their music all come together in a really nice way, but we've all been a part of a lifelong mutual admiration society, for sure. The banjo player who'll join us from Berkeley, California, Bill Evans, he and I began working in 1976.
We like to say it goes back.
It goes back. We like to say we were 4 years old then, but that's not really true. and so he and I have played all over the U.S. and Europe and together over the years, and every time we get a chance to play together, it's just pretty magical. I like to refer to him as the Bruce Hornsby of banjo. The way he plays, the way he lays it out, his melodic sense, his sense of knowing when not to play is so important. So many banjo players don't know that. And so his sense of that is so musical. And his composition, his style, his drive, he can really play any way he wants to. And he's a great vocalist.
You guys have traveled the world and, of course, throughout the United States. What makes coming to Las Cruces for this concert special?
Well, you know, it's nice to play in our own hometown. It's nice to be recognized in our own hometown, too. You know, it's not like we don't play bar gigs. We just toured for the month of June. We did play one bar in where was it? In like.
Somewhere. We were in Bozeman, and we were accompanied by the most beautiful hand dryer. We had hand dryer solos in the middle of our songs.
It was more than I could take. But anyway, so we play concerts and house concerts and festivals, and so to be able to have a really strong audience that we love playing for, and they seem to always enjoy us and to bring our good friends in with us, it gives us a real charge. It gives us a real thrill to be able to play for an audience like that in our own hometown.
Oh, absolutely. And we get inspired to bring new material when we play shows here to just share what we're up to. We partner, you know, here we are partnering with you, KRWG. The city of Las Cruces has been great in bringing us in for summer concerts. We just played one on the new stage down on the plaza downtown Las mm-hmm. Cruces.
That was fun.
It was really fun. And I really credit a community like Las Cruces that wants to enrich our lives through music. And I see it with the city, I see it with the station, and we have really wonderful, active, involved people who like to be part of our music. And it's a reciprocal thing. Those relationships end up being part of our music. And it's really, if you ask me as a lifelong musician, do I have a great life in music? Because of people in Las Cruces and Steve and Ann, yes, I have a great life in music.
The Hard Road Trio performs this Saturday at the Center for the Arts on the NMSU campus. It's a benefit concert for KRWG. Tickets are $15 in advance and are on sale at krwg.org.